We're going to come real close so they can record us.
Okay.
Right? Okay, go ahead.
My name is Buzz. I'm an alcoholic. It's good to be here. I've been to about 20 of these Hawaii conventions, and I like them. Anyway, I sobered up in L.A. November 16th, 1968. It's been a long haul. I'm a little shaky. I got Parkinson's. Anyway, one of the questions I was asked when I first came to AA was, what did you want out of the program? And I said, a decent life. And that's exactly what I got. It's been a great ride. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz. Our next speaker is Judy B., October 1, 1973. Please. You have 2.5 minutes, but okay. Please speak close to the microphone.
Okay. Aloha, I'm Judy Brooks. I was referred to, they call me Texas Judy when I lived here. And hi, and my sobriety date is October the 1st, 1973. And I know, little did I know, when I answered the phone one day, and it was a childhood friend of my husband's, and she'd gotten sober, and she was so excited about it, and she loved what it was, how the changes were happening in her life, and she wanted to invite me to go to a meeting that night with her, if I would, and I said, sure, I'll go with you. Now, I didn't think I needed help, but I was so happy for her. If she was one of our big drinking buddies, and had helped me with decorating a few things. She was a interior design person. And I finished my drink, which was straight vodka, and went with her that night. We only had meetings Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. This was out in West Texas in San Angelo. And she said, I'm leaving town. If you want what we have, you know where we are. And I did not want what they had. And I don't know what the time, how much longer it was when I actually pick up the phone one day and I called a lady who was her sponsor and I said, could you come talk to me? And I started Alcoholics Anonymous on October the 1st. I heard them talking about it. They were going to Amarillo for a conference. And I said, what are you going to do? And they said, it'll be good for you. And I said, I want to go. And I was so great. I said, come home with me so you can explain to my husband where it is I'm going. And they explained, and he let me go. Little did he know. And I just latched on to AA, and I loved it. And I loved what I was finding. And in the first 3 months, he said, if I didn't stop going to AA, there would be a divorce. And I said, well, you have to go do it, not me. And who would have known that I would be transported in life, in sobriety, to have had the wonderful experience of living here and having the success that I had. And it was truly through God working in the most mysterious ways that opened the doors for me.
Thank you, Judy. Number 3 is...